Audrey Adamson, the Vice President for Domestic Policy Issues with the National Pork Producers Council, spoke to Oklahoma pork producers at their recent Pork Congress in Oklahoma City. She says a coalition of animal rights groups has painted a big red target on the backs of pork operations in the Sooner State.
There are a number of groups that don't have the same agenda that we do, and are not supportive of modern livestock production practices. They would either like to eliminate livestock production, they don't want you to eat meat, or they want you to alter your productions to their worldview. And they would like to have part of this farm bill because they think they have something to add. And they will do it either through mandating production standards or procurement practices, the federal government being the largest purchaser of food products, saying you can't procure for the federal government unless you meet XYZ standards. I think this is an increasing way that they put pressure on the federal government and Congress. They also put pressure on the branded products at retail and at food service.
She says producers shouldn't be complacent. There are steps they can take to fend off these attacks.
I think local producers need to communicate with their legislators. They're doing the right thing every day in every way. We don't make decisions based on one issue. We don't just make an animal welfare decision or an animal care decision without thinking about its impact on the environment, on our workers who work with these animals, worker safety, food safety, because above all else, we produce a food product. Food safety is our lifeblood. I mean, that's what we do every day. So we don't make these decisions in a vacuum. And we do the right thing every day.
Another issue she spoke about that is of concern to producers all over the country is the climbing cost of feed. She says the federal government's push to use more ethanol in gasoline blends puts livestock producers in a bind.
And our concern here is more corn goes into biofuels, less corn is available for pork production. We have to feed our animals corn and soybeans. And you look at the stocks-to-use numbers, they've been going down and down and down, and we're cutting the margins very thin. We don't have room for error. There are things we can control, what we plant, acres we plant. We cannot control weather. We cannot control other things that happen. We need to be very cognizant that there are two sides to this equation.
Adamson says the federal government has already visited this issue when it decided to phase out subsidies for ethanol producers last year.
We're supportive of market-based incentives for this. We believe that that the industry should stand on its own, and I think at the end of last year, Congress spoke. They eliminated these subsidies.
For the Radio Oklahoma Network, this is Jim Appel.